Well, I was actually born in Busby, but my dad is an Eaglesham man, and his grandfather, grandmother, mother and father came from Eaglesham on both sides. He was one of 12, so there was lots of relatives in Eaglesham, and we'd be coming up to visit regularly. So I got to know everybody in Eaglesham. At one point, my mum was really ill, and we were put into Eaglesham school while she was ill for months. I got to know most of the kids there. But when I married in 1961, I moved to Eaglesham. I moved up here to number 21 Pullnoon Street, the Clachan.
Where did the name come from?
I don't know. It means a little village, Clachan. It means a little village, and that's what it was like. I mean,
Many houses were there?
It was my aunt Jean. I've got it all written down, Marlene, somewhere. So I have, I can dig it out for you.
That's all
But
right.
it was a row of weavers' cottages.
Right.
To let you understand about the Clachan, right? It was number 21. And number 21 encompassed the front of the building. And I think there was one, two, three windows faced onto Pullnoon Street, with Mrs. McKean's wee grocer's in the corner. And then there was the lane up to the rest of the Clachan. And round the corner, there was a set of stairs going up on your left. And that was the two windows that faced onto Pullnoon Street. That was the stairs up to them. And then across from them was another flight of stairs. And it was two up. One up, one in the bottom, one in the top. And two of these were holiday cottages. People had them as holiday cottages. There was two old maids, I should say that. Two single ladies lived in one of them. I don't remember their name, but they were holiday cottages. And then next to that, there was another two in the top, two in the bottom. Top one on the left was June Robertson. Top one on the right was Mr. and Mrs. Primrose, Betty Primrose's mother and father-in-law.
Right.
Right, and I was above, I was below them, I was in the bottom. And then next to me, I don't remember her name, it was an old lady. And then next to that was the two up. And then it switched to low cottage type that had been thatched at one point, but the
Right.
thatch was gone and they had been slated. But they were very small. There were only rooms and kitchens. In fact, Annie Monroe, who lived next door to me, hers was a single end. I don't know what single end
Yes,
is.
I know what it
Hers
is.
was a single end, and she had one, two, four kids in there. She had four kids. One set was twins, and the other two, and they slept in an inset bed, and one pulled out from the bottom at night. And then there was that. So that was Annie Monroe, Betty. No, no, Betty Davern. Aye, Betty Davern was next. That was a cousin of mine. That was another Fraser. That was one of the ones, the Betty Davern. And then next to her was Mae Watt's sister-in-law, Mrs. Brodie. She had two kids. And then next to her, the biggest house, the biggest cottage there was the end one. And we think that was the weaver's cottage because of the space. It was a huge, huge room with a little room leading off it, and an inset bed area, and a big fireplace, great big fireplace, the range type fireplace. But the room was huge, and she had one, two, she had three windows there in the bottom. So she did, because the room was so big. And we reckoned that was maybe the foreman's house or the weaver's house.
So that would be right up at
Right
the
at
bonneting
Right up at the top,
top.
yeah, right up at the top of the lane. And it was communal washing green. And there was one, two, three, four, there was six pineapple poles for the washing. And you would see somebody rushing up at 6:30 in the morning on a nice day to get their washing out, get it dried, and in, and let somebody else use the green. And they were very good at sharing. or somebody would tap your door and say, I'm putting a washing out, although it's a beautiful day, I'll give it an hour. And if, so if you had something, then you've got time. So that's how we worked. And there was, it was communal bins at the end as well. Huge bins. How these men lifted them, metal, I'll never know, but they did. Big communal bins at the top. But in the this, although we were cramped, I mean, I was in a room and kitchen. I had a room and kitchen, but a tiny, tiny room, only big enough for my daughter's cot. I had the one baby, daughter's cot, and a wardrobe and a wee chair, nothing. And it was outside toilets. And the outside toilet, in my house anyway, you had to walk about 5 yards to the outside toilet. It was at the other end of our little garden, as it were. So, and everybody else was in the same situation. They all had outside toilets. In the winter, the lane always had water running down it because there's so many natural springs up there. And you'll see in the side of the house at the minute, the big house that's been rebuilt there, there's holes drilled into the side at the bottom. But this, it was always like an ice rink when it froze. You need to be very, very careful in doing that lane. And even after they built the house and they demolished the clachan, I used to go up and have a look in the winter and see if this lane was, but
why did they demolish the clachan?
Well, it says in one of these books that they were going to rebuild the clachan and keep it like a sort of museum area. But then they just demolished it. It was a shame, because I was glad to get out of it. I mean, I was only there, the work I did and the money I spent to make it livable was unbelievable, and I was only in it 6 months when we got condemned. They were condemned, and they were building the new houses in Eglinton Drive, to rehouse some of the people, and I got one of those. But I was the last one to get housed because I was last in,
right?
So everybody else was rehoused before me, and I was left there, and the pineapple washing poles that I'm telling you about. I packed my washing one morning when I was the only one that was left there, and I walked up to the end of the lane and there was no poles. They'd been stolen through the night. So it was somebody that knew the clachan, knew those pineapple poles, they could get money for them, and that was, I was left standing there with my basket. What do you do?
And nothing.
Nothing. No poles.
Tell me, did Jim Queen live up there?
He did before me. Wait a wee minute. Jim Queen did live up there, but I don't know when. Did he move out just before me?
I don't know.
But he got housed in Eglinton Drive, so I can't
remember. He must have been
Jim
one of those
Queen up there.
I can remember him telling me about it because he actually came from Old House. And his first house was the clachan. I can remember him telling me that many years ago.
I know. Well, my husband was in the Navy, and he was away abroad. He was sent abroad on an 18-month tour. So I was left to try and find somewhere to live. And this one, Betty Maguire, she worked in the post office in Busby. And she said to my mum, Mrs. Fraser, she says, there's a wee house going up the Clachan. Is your Jean still looking for a wee house? And I had been demented looking for somewhere to live. So when this, switch this off, I'll tell you what it was like, okay? I'm going to tell you what it's like.
Right, there you go. This magic button.
Oh, I know. But the camaraderie up there was fantastic. All the neighbours got on well. I've told you about the washing. Well, in the summer, we at the top of the lane, you get the sun at night. It was beautiful. And we all took up a chair, put our kids to bed. All the kids were put to bed. You went up there and we all sat together. And sometimes somebody had a bottle of wine. Sometimes it was just a big bottle of orange juice diluted with water. And we sat there and we chatted and we laughed. And it was fun. And then every so often you'd run down and check that the kids were okay, you know, and back up again. And when I moved to Eglinton Drive, I missed that.
I bet you did.
I really missed that, because you hardly got to know your neighbours at all. Down there. But there was a camaraderie up there that can never be replaced.
It's lovely when you've got a place like that.
I know.
And
I mean, they lived in cramped conditions, and the ones with the more kids were rehoused first, and pretty Willie Cowan and the Bakers down the road. My dad was born above the Bakers.
All right.
16 Pulloon Street.
Right.
They get the house with the two rooms.
I've got Cowans. 16, yeah.
16 Pulloon Street. My dad was born there. Him and his 11 brothers and sisters. Can you imagine? And so anyway, Willie Cowan called me the Queen of the Clachan. I'd walk in the shop and he says, "Here she comes, Queen of the Clachan." And I had a great big high Silver Cross pram, you know, and I pushed that up Pulloon Street to get to that number 21. How I get it in the front door past the cooker, I'll never know, but I did. I did. This is super, you know. Had lovely furniture and everything, but that sticks. I was going to write an account of that, so I was.
You should.
The clerk, and let them see what people were expected to live in. So I went down to twice a week to my mother's, you know, to have a bath, because we had no bathroom and I couldn't do without my bath.
And
I didn't want to put her out or my brothers or anything like that. So twice a week I walked down to my mother.
And that was in Busby?
In Busby, Walked down with a pram and walked back up again.
What did you do in the village? Did you bowl? Was the bowling green there?
No. The bowling green was there, but I didn't even know it was there at that point in time. I never knew it was there for about 15 years. And I never had anything to do with that. But joined the country dancing.
Right.
And the country dancing was held in Pulloon Lodge.
Right.
And it was the Cooperative Women's Guild that had that. I joined that. And I loved it. It was great. Again, the village women, you know, it was great fun. And that was in the Pulloon Lodge. And I remember the beautiful panelling. This was, I think, probably the part that Mrs. Wilson used for her weddings, you know, when they had the weddings in Pulloon Lodge.
Oh, in Pulloon Lodge.
Pulloon Lodge.
Not the Masonic Lodge.
No, at Pulloon Lodge.
Pulloon Lodge.
When it was the restaurant, it was Mrs. Wilson's restaurant. And I know the first wedding in there was Nana Maguire's mother and father get married in there. So they would be an Irish couple. So you know the Maguires.
Yes,
Their ancestor. Their great-great, maybe. Their great. The older ones would be their great, maybe the younger ones would be great.
Aye, so good.
But I remember Nana telling me that her mum and dad had their first wedding in Pulloon Lodge. That was the first wedding that she did, that she held. And I remember that lovely room, you know, the beautiful wood panelling. It would be lovely for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was lovely.